My thanks to Laura Sportak for providing this morning's meditation. Laura writes, I don't know what your week was like, or where you have felt you needed God to be a warrior on your behalf, but God knows. I don't know what the diagnosis you await will be, but God does. I don't know who you've loved or who you've fought with this week, or what your job holds for you, or the job you're hoping for, or how long you'll be doing the work you love or the work you hate. Despite belonging together in the church as the family of God, we are occasionally reminded that we know relatively little about each other's lives. Maybe what we think about God and faith varies more than we realize. Yet I trust that in every encounter in our lives, we all wish for the same thing in this regard. We all want to be on the side of God. This is different than wanting God to be on our side, which, truth be told, most of us have probably wanted at one time or another. To understand what being on the side of God looks like, we might ask, what is God like? We come to God with many questions, many requests, but underlying each is this question of the character of God. So I invite you either to turn to number 670 in your Mennonite worship book or turn to the reading sent out in this morning's email. Let us join together, even if virtually and at different times of the day, to affirm that we are indeed on God's side. The God who is also on our side as Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer.
Our God, we gather to worship you, the one who creates all things.
For the gift of creation, we give thanks.
We gather to worship you, the one who brings salvation through Jesus Christ.
For the gift of redemption, we give thanks.
We gather to worship you, the one who sustains us by the Spirit.
For the gift of your presence, we give thanks.
Throughout this day, we will bring to you our offerings of thanks and praise for all your gifts.
We worship you, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. I asked Laura which Bible verses might help us if we wished to meditate further on these ideas. She then sent a number of passages from the Psalms as paraphrased in Peterson's message. I'll read two of them to you. From Psalm 109, Lord, step in. Work a miracle for me. You can do it. Get me out of here. Your love is so great. From Psalm 118, pushed to the wall, I called to God. From the wide open spaces, God answered. God's now at my side, and I'm not afraid. Who would dare lay a hand on me? God's my strong champion. These thoughts remind me of a motet I have enjoyed singing by Josef Rheinberger. Rheinberger was the Kapellmeister, or the court conductor, at Munich's Royal Chapel. He would also teach such musicians as Humperdinck, Richard Strauss, Wilhelm Furtwängler. Rheinberger was inspired by several verses in Psalm 20. I will read an English translation, which is also given in this morning's email. These verses speak both to Eastertide and to our present need for God's help in these difficult times. May God hear you in the day of trouble. the name of Jehovah protect you. May God send you help from the sanctuary and give you support from Zion. May we shout for joy in your victory. Let us praise the name of our God. We hear the Vancouver Cantata Singers, conducted by James Fankhauser.